Stand up straight, gals. Shoulders back. Get ready. It's snippet time. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40. Empowering you to quit drinking with clarity, build deep self-trust, and lead a powerful life in business, career, health, relationships, and beyond. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I have a snippet for you. But before we get on with it, a quick reminder. Starting July 1, the rhythm of this podcast is changing. We're shifting to episodes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, plus a special Saturday sanctuary for those in their first year of sobriety. Why the shift? Because this space is evolving, and I want every episode to land deeper, hit truer, and serve you on a soul level. Mark your calendar, July 1st, we rise. And speaking of soul level, let's go there. Yeah, let's go there today. I want to talk about that. What do we mean when we say soul level? When I say to you, I want every episode to land deeper, hit truer, and serve you on a soul level. What am I saying there? Am I just sounding good? Sounds good to me. Sure, yeah, okay, let's go with that. But what does it mean? Oh my God, let's follow through here, right? Well, land deeper, hit truer, okay, fair enough. But what do I mean when I say I want to serve you on a soul level? Am I going to start preaching? Gals, here's what I mean. If we can connect with our inner selves, who we are, we can get not only past alcohol, but to a place that we never thought was even possible. But what is this deeper us? What is it? And how do we do it together when for many of us, the soul level is tied to religious dogma or a religious doctrine or whatever, religion, right? And we bring this stuff from childhood and all that. So how do I touch on this? How do I take you there? How do I serve you on a soul level when that could mean so many different things for so many different people? Well, here's how. I start by believing and knowing, not just believing, forget that, not believing, knowing that you are a soul. You are energy. You are connected to me on a level that neither of us can really truly comprehend, but we are. We, in fact, can't be disconnected from each other and from everything else in this universe and beyond this universe. Now, when I know that, I don't need you to know it, but I know it. And so that is how I sit down, turn on the microphone, and connect to you. What do? Before I turn it on, I sit quietly, I close my eyes, and I say a prayer. Now, for me, a prayer means a particular thing, and it doesn't matter what that means. You don't need to know what my prayer looks like. I don't need to know what your prayer looks like. All I know is that I say a prayer. And I ask, I say, what do these girls need? What do they need today? How can I serve them? Then I turn on the microphone, and I don't have a freaking clue what's going to come out of my mouth half the time. I know what topic I want to talk about, but sometimes I'm surprised at what we end up talking about here. But let me stay on point here. Remember, serving you on a soul level. Here's what I want to happen when you hear me. I want you to feel something, even though you may not even be able to identify it. I want you to, at the end of every snippet, go, huh, okay, well, you know, I hadn't really thought of it that way, but I think there might be something there. I want you to go, what the hell is she talking about? That's bullshit. I want you to go, oh my God, that is so me. I want you to go, I'm not sure I agree with that, Becca. I want you to get angry. I want you to get excited. I want you to get teary-eyed. I want you to feel emotions, even ones that are supposedly, quote unquote, negative. If I irritate you, I'm good. I'm good with that. It's waking you up. Because the things I say that irritate you means I'm really hitting home. look, we only get irritated when the truth comes flying and hits us right in the face. So that's really good when you're irritated. But if I can hit you on an emotional level, that means I'm touching you energetically, because our emotions are energy in motion. So if our emotions are energy in motion, and energy is soul, energy is connected. Your energy is connected to my energy, which is connected to their energy, and on and on and on. And we can't be disconnected. If we could see, well, you know, it's actually a good thing that we don't see energy, because it would just be it would be glowing variations of light. It's a good thing we can see matter, because it helps to see matter when you're driving a car, when you're walking down the street, right? We don't need to go to that level, that level of soul around here. I just believe and think of it as energy. And since your energy and energy is emotions, then if I can make you feel an emotion, bam, I've hit you on the soul level. That's my logic, gals. And by the way, that's my logic. I did not bring that from any book I read, or, I mean, my beliefs, of course, are a culmination of my practices and my studies over the years. That's where my beliefs come from, sure. And of course we're energy. That's just physics, right? But for me, this belief that if I can touch you emotionally, I've touched you on a soul level, that's just me. That's just what I believe. And it's proving to be true. When somebody touches us emotionally, it's very, very powerful. It means one of two things. Either they got us or they totally didn't get us, but at least they touched us. Because, I mean, let's face it, sometimes somebody can make us angry or emotional because they're so far off the mark, we can hardly even believe our ears. We're like, you gotta be kidding me. That's ridiculous. Just because I touch you emotionally doesn't mean that I'm hitting the mark. But there's more to serving you on a soul level than just emotion. I want you to want more for yourself. I want you to want a hell of a lot more than just to give up alcohol. I want you to want deeper evolution for yourself. And I know how to help you get it, but I need you to want it first. And so when you turn on the snippets, I want you to start getting a little irritated with the whole idea of just putting down alcohol and instead saying to yourself, there is more, I want more. I've tried the yoga, I've done the this and I've done the that, and I went to the therapist and I did the thing and the blah, blah, and I'm still sitting here drinking my wine. What the hell is going on? What's going on is you haven't gone deep enough. And you will hear me say, you've heard me say it so many times here on the snippets, that the simplest things are the most profound. We don't need some fancy schmancy thing, a new book, a new thing, a new strategy, a new theory, the newest thing out there to get all enlightened and all that jazz. If there is no new thing, gals, we are soul, we are spirit. And if we can sit quietly and touch our soul and feel ourselves inside and just allow ourselves to be, allow negative emotions to be released and feel who we are, that's all we need to do. We don't need a new special fancy technique. We can learn how to settle the nervous system easily through somatic practices like breathing and mindfulness and body scanning. We know all that stuff, sure. But none of it's new and outrageous. It's just us being with ourselves and allowing ourselves to be and allowing ourselves to feel. And these practices are there. They're simple. You've heard of them. You've probably tried them. But if you're still drinking, something's amiss. There's a disconnect there. And that's where I come in. That's the point where I come in, where I'm like, okay, if there's a disconnect because the yoga didn't work or the meditation didn't work because you're still drinking, then what is it? It's a combination of community and being seen on the level of really being seen. And that is what July is going to be about around here. So just wait till next week, gals. I got big surprises coming about being seen and touched on a level that we're not usually touched. It also requires community. This is deeply tied to being able to see ourselves reflected in others. But to stay on point here, what it all means when I say I want to serve you on a soul level, it just means that I want you to get back in touch with yourself, and I know how to help you do it. And as I said, whether that's making you a little bit angry or a little bit teary or laughing a little, I'm all good with all of that because it keeps you coming back, and eventually you're going to get where you need to go. And if you're still drinking and frustrated and waiting and wishing, all I can say is today's the day to make a different decision. What you want out of life is right here waiting for you. You can quit drinking for the last time, stop living in regret and worry, and stop living all alone on the surface of life. And most important, if you're ready to join the many, many women over 40 who are taking a stand and living free from alcohol, then today's the day. I want you to go to the show notes, tap the link that says book your call with Becca. That'll take you directly to my personal calendar, and let's do our clarity call and let's get you started. I not only know how to help you get sober, but I really do know how to help you touch your own self on a soul level and free yourself from negative emotions and all those wounds that we carry around from our past. And most important of all, gals, how to start moving in the direction of self-forgiveness and self-love. And of course, a whole lot more, because we got to forgive others too, but let's not go in that direction today. Enough for today. So there it is. That's how I'm going to serve you on a soul level. See you tomorrow. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.